Well, welcome to the Coach Jim Newstead Show. This is Jay Nauer. Along with us, we have Coach Jim Newstead of the Fighting Blue Jays at West Platte. Coach, a great win last week versus South Harrison. I can't really put it any other way. 44-6 over a good South Harrison team. I think you featured a running attack mostly, but when you did, you passed very well. And, of course, key turnovers in there provided by the defense provided a big Blue Jay win last week, Coach.
That was a great win. We were really excited. You know, it's probably the first time we've beat them, I think, since sometime in the 80s. So
yeah, I think you're right.
That was a great win for us. You know, like we talked about, like I said last week, our kind of a concept going into the game was we've been the nail in this contest for many years. It's time for us to be the hammer. So the kids bought into that, and we hammered away, and we did really well.
No question, Coach. And I know you did mostly a running attack, which seemed to be pretty effective. But when you did throw, it was very effective, too. Just you didn't throw as much, but it worked out pretty well for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with our rushing game so far. In two games, we rushed for almost 570 yards.
Whoa.
It's a pretty good job in two games. We've thrown the ball for 225, but, you know, the throwing's there when we need it. We could throw more if we wanted to, I think. But Mason Montez in two games has 11 completions, and four of those are touchdowns.
Wow.
So that's a pretty high percentage of touchdown completions.
Yeah.
So we find the openings when we're running the game, and people love the box, and you run that well. They're going to give you openings, and you wait your time to capitalize on those things. And I thought that the pass to Trent Taylor, the corner route, the 26 yards, we were kind of – they stuffed to run a little bit, and they were bringing the safeties up, and it was time to throw that corner route. Mason Montez had someone right in his face, had a nice pretty ball right to him, wide open touchdown, and it kind of changed momentum there, especially in the first half. I mean, it put us up 13-6 instead of going in 6-7-6 at halftime.
You bet. And some key defensive plays, turnovers were huge for you as well. Many times put you in a good position, and also some pick sixes out there last week.
Yeah, we had a really good third quarter. I think Emmett Sullivan's touchdown on the pick six, I think that kind of just changed the momentum of the entire game. I think that fed us with confidence, and it fed South Harrison a little bit of doubt in the situation. So I think we kind of rolled from there. Offense started clicking. We got a couple more turnovers, a lot of big stops. I think they had maybe a total of 70 yards total offense in the second half and 90 yards in the first half. So when that play happened, I think we kind of stifled them from there on out. So big play by Emmett. We just moved Emmett to outside linebacker. You know, believe it or not, pass drops is kind of things he had to work on for his time of improvement. He didn't do it so well at Lone Jack. I think he figured it out with that pick six. So
Yeah. Really
proud of the defense and proud of the offense second half.
And, Coach, they, you know, just the way the kids, they seem to rally around each other. The team is really coming to be cohesive very well this time of year.
Yeah, they are. You know, we got some games early. We got some confidence, momentum behind our belt. We got Plattsburgh coming up tomorrow night, and they're a big passing team. So that was one of our plans of improvement, was to improve on our passing defense. I thought we let them catch a little bit too many balls in front of us, and we didn't get enough pass pressure on the quarterback. So we're going to go ahead and try to change that this week. But cohesively, I got lots of starters. I got seven running backs back there, and five of them could break a touchdown at any time, and they're all big players. So we talked about we're not going to worry about stats. We're going to worry about wins and losses, and we're going to spread the ball around, make it really hard for us to defend.
And with the week coming up, we'll get into the week here in just a moment, Coach, but you got some players coming in with some familiar names.
Yeah, that we do. We got some players back this week. Excited. Excited to see Cameron Williams at running back and see what he does. Excited to see Tanner Rowe back at the defensive backfield. He'll play some limited offense. And then excited to see our new kicker, Gooley, from Italy, see how he does.
Yeah, you know, you've mentioned him two or three times. It sounds like he's got a leg on him, Coach. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does.
He hasn't kicked anything with pressure coming in his face. You know, it's kind of just been pressure from Scout JV and so forth. But he's been pretty consistent at the 30-yard line. So we're a little excited about that, because if you get a field goal kicker that starts getting points at the 30 or 40, it really makes a difference.
It sure does. I mean, many times, especially with an even matchup, the difference is special teams.
Yeah, it can be a big difference, especially if he's kickoffs. If he if we can work on Penny and Dean on punt and kickoff returns. So the field advantage game will also be big in big games.
You bet. Well, Coach, once again, a great victory. Congratulations to you and the Blue Jays. We'll talk about our next opponent, our first conference opponent foe of the year in the Plattsburgh Tigers. We'll be back to talk about them right after this.
The Bartee Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bartee Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at barteelawfirm.com. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at bigbucksupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri.
Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, welcome back. We've got Coach Jim Newstead with us here in the second part of the show here. Certainly, well, it is official now. We start conference play in KCI action, and I tell you, it's always showing us that time is moving on for sure. And we're going over to Plattsburgh to see their first new football facility. I think that old facility was there 50-plus years. And this new one, we're looking forward to that. I had an opportunity to talk with the athletic director over there earlier this week. They got some things that really, really nice from what I understand over there. We're looking forward to that. Coach, I know you're looking forward as well to take these Blue Jays over for a conference test over in Plattsburgh.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the opportunity. You know, it's kind of nice to get in conference play. It's kind of nice to get into familiar foes that you're used to, and it's kind of nice to see other teams play, teams that you're going to play, so you kind of measure each other out for the conference. Plattsburgh's got a pretty good football team. I know they're 0-2 right now, but their record doesn't show how good of a team they are right now. Their quarterback, Isaiah Howard, sophomore boy, number 9, he is a heck of a quarterback. I think he's thrown for almost 400 yards already in 2 games, so he can sling it. And he's kind of hard to contain because he likes to get out of the pocket and scramble a little bit. He's got himself a little savvy there. So we're going to have to really work hard on containing and keeping him in the box, and we're going to play some good coverage and make some big plays on our pass defense.
Yeah, that name's very familiar. He's one of their better basketball players.
Yeah, he's their stud basketball player, too, yes.
Yeah, so we know that name. He's familiar. He's a great athlete. We can say that for sure, and at a young age, too. So certainly something to be eyeful for as we get ready for this one. Plattsburgh comes into this one 0-2. They lost a tough one to Polo, 14-6, and they just lost their last game, 42-22, University Academy. This University Academy sounds like they're pretty good, 2-0. And I know that when you go into a game like that, they're hungry for blood. They want to get on the win column. So the Blue Jays, I'm sure you brought this up to the team, they're going to be hungry for this game as well.
They're going to be hungry for a win, and plus, you know, there's kind of a little rivalry between West Platte and Plattsburgh, so kind of got that going for them. And I know 2 years ago they kind of put it to us, and last year we put it to them. So they're looking to retaliate on the situation from last year. It's going to be a hard-hitting game because they hit hard and we hit hard. So excited about that adventure. excited about our offense because Kevin Cameron come back, so we kind of put in some new plays just for Cameron, and we got some check plays in that we're going to try to run away from 73 a little bit. Gabe Rainwater, the junior nose guard, he's playing nose guard, so we might have to run the ball a little more outside and inside because he's a pretty good football player, remember that from last year too. So offensively, we're looking to be well-rounded again. We're going to take whatever they give us. If they give us the run, we're going to take it. If they give us the pass, we're going to take it. We've had a good week of practice. Mason's done a good job of coordinating the plays that we got and doing all the check with me's and so forth. So that's exciting. Defensively, I mean, I challenge the kids. We haven't been very good on pass defense. So hopefully we step up to the challenge and have a good pass defense day.
Well, certainly it'd be a big test if you got a mobile quarterback like that, Coach. And I can understand you're willing to work to see that is to a minimum anyway for this next contest. And Coach, sounds like the weather's going to be great once again, maybe a little bit more of a cooler night as compared to what we've had the first two. And wow, it ought to be a great game in conference play. Looking at the district schedule or the district standings right now, Coach, I don't really see any surprises. I did mention University Academy is undefeated as well, but you take Mid-Buchanan, East-Buchanan, West Platte, Wellington, Napoleon, and University Academy. There's five teams that are undefeated. It is early in the season, but you got five teams battling already for the top half of the district. Looks like this district's going to be pretty competitive this year, Coach.
Yeah, it's a pretty competitive district. Home field advantage is crucial in districts. The more home field games you can get, it's going to help. So we're going to keep plugging away and try to stay high in that list so we can get some more home field games in our district playoffs.
You bet. And certainly making a good shot here at the conference as well. It's been a while since West Platte has won a conference title as well, Coach. And certainly this will be a big step toward that. There's some tough teams in the conference and in the district, Coach, but we certainly wish you well in this game against Plattsburgh, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night along with the Blue Jays.
Yep, appreciate that. Conference is not in our radar right now. It's Plattsburgh's tomorrow, and
yep.
Our first goal of the season was to be 3-0. That was goal number one, so we got to accomplish that tomorrow. It'll be 3-0, and if we're there, then we'll set our next goal from there. But right now, our first goal was 3-0, so yep. Our kids have a chance to do that. I think it's been a while since we started 3-0 here. That's why we made a goal, and I thought that was a good goal for the kids to have. So I think the kids are focused. They're ready to play. Excited to travel to Plattsburgh and that kind of atmosphere and play in a football game. So really excited about seeing what's going to happen tomorrow.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you very much, and we look forward to working and seeing you tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the coverage, and go Blue Jay Nation.